Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Robert Good is author of What is Art? A new and quite quirky book full of definitions of what art is. He lives in Lode, just outside of Cambridge, and is going to be participating in the Festival of Ideas. Robert, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you.
And I'm kind of guessing this could be my only question. What is art?
Well, I wish I knew. And that was the start of this whole exercise. I went back to school and studied contemporary art at Anglia Ruskin University, and I was boggled by all these possible ideas of what art can and cannot be. Is it pickled sharks? Is it unmade beds? Is it all sorts of things?
See, my favourite one of those is the one at the Tate Modern, which was cleared away by cleaners by mistake.
Absolutely, yeah, all sorts of things like that. And you know, one person would tell me one thing and another person would tell me another. And anyway, I got more and more confused, so I decided instead to go online and have a look there. And I kind of went down the rabbit hole, as it were, and started collecting definitions that I found online.
And you've turned them effectively into what's best described as a dictionary here.
It is,
you've
technically
228 pages of the things.
Yeah, we've got over 3,000 definitions of all possible flavours and descriptions, and I've alphabetised them. I've laid it out like a dictionary, and they're all just kind of perfectly laid out, and I've just left them all to fight it on the page, and you can choose which one's right for you.
And did you put a particular order there together? Was there some sort of sequence which you decided was necessary for, I don't know, even for entertainment value?
Simply alphabetical, so they're all just alphabetical. But beyond that, you get the most amazing and bizarre juxtapositions, because some people love art, some people hate art, and I've not made any kind of choice. You know, they're all there, all sorts of flavours, serious, sensible, kind of, you know, really passionately heartfelt ones.
But it's tremendously subjective, though, isn't it, as well?
It is, and that's part of what fascinates me, because everybody's really interested. Everybody's got an opinion. It seems something that people feel strongly about. You know, some people say, no, it can't possibly be that. But it is very subjective, and that's what makes it such a fascinating subject. And I love it. You know, art is just fantastic.
We've just had we describe in the trade as a rebranding. We've spent no money whatsoever. Other people could have got consultants in.
Yeah.
And we've added the name Radio to our name, and that means a new logo as well.
Right.
And I saw a comment that somebody made on Facebook, and they said, well, why have you put the dots to the right? And it's like, well, they used to be underneath.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. But is it art? Yeah.
Well, besides, it's probably not, I suspect, to be absolutely honest with you.
I'm sure somebody thinks it's art.
Well, maybe some people do.
Yeah.
Are you a regular in places, say, like the Fitzwilliam in Cambridge?
No, we just did a crowdfunding campaign to get the thing up and running, and we had our launch last week, and so I'm going to do the talk on Saturday at the Festival of Ideas at Anglia Ruskin to discuss the book and the ideas behind it, and then I'm hoping to sell it into bookshops. It's available online, but I'm hoping that it'll be in some bookshops and places like, you know, gallery shops. Why not? You know, you exit through the gift shop, you've been to the exhibition, you think, well, I don't know about that. Well, now you can find out.
It does look like that kind of Christmas stocking filler kind of thing. I mentioned to you as you came in, Andrew Schott, wasn't it?
Yeah,
who wrote, and I think they're still ongoing, actually. They were very popular a few years ago, these collections of things. And you can imagine, you know, to be honest, if I got that in my Christmas stocking, I'd probably be quite happy with it through until at least Boxing Day, maybe beyond.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is meant to be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Actually, that's in a way, because, I mean, you think, well, it's a dictionary, you know, it's just 3,000 definitions. But actually, you give it to people and they don't give it back. There's something quite readable about it, because you start and you see one and you think, oh, and then you look at another one and you think, oh, well, I'm not sure. And you end up flicking through and it becomes quite addictive. You're trying to find, the one
for me.
And
it doesn't really matter where you go into it, does it? You can just, like, open it at any old page and you can be informed, entertained and hopefully both.
I believe so, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Have you got some favourite entries in there at all?
I have got some nice ones. There are a few that kind of catch my eye. Some of them are, well, I'll read you. Shall I read you?
Yeah, give me two or three, that'd be great.
Okay, there's some of them are quite... One chap says, I woke up this morning and my pipes burst, completely filling my basement with art. I had such an emotional response to it, I didn't know whether to call the plumber or have an opening.
Brilliant.
And then the next chap along says, I really don't care anymore. I've had nothing but hatred for the art community for a long, long time and don't care to join their ranks.
Oh, Brian Silvery would be proud of that.
Yes, he would.
And you mentioned there was one on radio as well.
There was, I can tell you, because so one says, if it annoys people who work in commercial radio, then it's art.
I like that.
There you go. Perhaps your listeners will have something to say.
I think it's the next trail for this show. Absolutely. Yeah. And how does this fit in? You mentioned the Festival of Ideas talk at the Ruskin. How do you put this into a presentation at the
Ruskin? What interests me is, I mean, it is a lot of fun, though I say it myself. I think so anyway. But there's a serious point behind it, because I'm really interested in the internet and the way we've moved to the internet. If you think, for example, the comparison between Encyclopaedia Britannica in the old days and Wikipedia now, and that's... In the old days, you go to the library, you'd pick out, you know, this big volume, and there was the answer to your question. But it was written by one person. You know, it might be 20 years out of date. It would be very subjective, and it would be kind of one person's opinion. Now you go on the internet and you open the door and there's this kind of massive debate, and it's a very different type of knowledge.
Of like asking four economists what they think the state of the economy is, and you get five answers.
Well, exactly, but it's a different sort of kind of knowledge in a way. It's a kind of, someone described it as the democratization of knowledge. In other words, everybody's chipping in, everybody's having an opinion.
But is it? Because I have this, one of my many highly elaborate theories, is that when you don't look something up is the time you get it wrong. And the trouble with a lot of online sources is that people do get it wrong.
They do, yeah. It's a very tricky area, and this is what I'll be talking about on Saturday. I mean, the thing is, that's right. But equally, the problem with something like art is that you go to one book and you pull it down, you'll get one person's opinion, but that's all you'll get, because that's what that book's about. But there are hundreds of other opinions. It's not necessarily right just because it's in a book.
Good point, Eddie. So what time's the talk?
3 o'clock on
at the Ruskin, Saturday afternoon.
Anglia Ruskin University. If you go to East Road, the entrance there, you'll be shown to the...
Very easy to get through there. I'm almost tempted to book and go myself if there's still a space for that one. It sounds brilliant. Robert Good, thank you very much. The book, A New Dictionary of Art, available online at the moment. Yeah,
can I say peculiaritypress.com?
You can indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.